Hi everyone, this is Melt, my happiness, and my very gorgeous friend Penny has requested that I do her questionnaire. I think I agreed to it before I even knew what it was, because that's the effect Penny has on me. She can pretty much get me to do anything. So I promised her that I would do this, and I would record it and not write it, if possible. So I apologize for that noise in the background. I have a fan going because it's, I've just got home and it's midnight here, and it's still about 30 degrees, so it's quite hot. And I find the noise of fans quite comforting as well when I sleep, so yeah. I've already read some people's responses to this, and they've made me sort of think about what I might respond, but I'm still unsure about some, so bear with me if I ramble and don't have answers for everything. Question one. What are your opinions on New Year's resolutions? Do you believe in them? If you do, what are your resolutions for this year? I don't really believe in them. Every year I sort of have them. I don't think I've kept a New Year's resolution ever. I'm with Rex. You kind of just need to, you know, if you want to change something, don't wait until a new year to do it. Just, you know, do it today. Having said that, some things that I want to do in 2017, I want to travel a little bit more this year. I love traveling, and I haven't really done a lot in the past 18 months, just, you know, life getting in the way. So I definitely want to travel this year a couple of times. I want to do a big trip at some point. So that's probably the biggest thing that I want to do in 2017. So it's kind of a resolution. It's not really. And I suppose, you know, the usual things like save more money and do all of that stuff, you know, get life in order. But it's, you know, come to the conclusion that probably won't happen easily. So I won't put that on my New Year's resolution. Question two, what was the best thing to happen to you in 2016, both in real life and on GWA? On GWA, the best thing to happen was just, I joined this year, and I have met some really, I'm actually blown away by the friendships that I have made on here. There are some people on here that I talk to so often, like daily, and that are very, very similar to me, which is amazing. And it's so frustrating when you live on the opposite side of the world to these people, because I just know that they'd be the sort of people that I want to hang out with in real life if I ever get the opportunity. And the best thing to happen to me in 2016. 2016 was a weird year. I think I went to so many amazing gigs this year. I got to see Prince just before he died. That's pretty incredible. I couldn't even tell you how many concerts I've been to this year, but God, start rambling about music again. It's crazy. Let's hope I don't manage to bring up coffee or we'll be in a lot of trouble. I think the best thing that happened was probably some of the gigs that I got to see this year. I got to see some people, like artists, I've always wanted to see, so I've been really, really lucky in that sense. Last year, I should say, because it's 2017. Question three, the last text you sent will shape your upcoming year. What does that text say? I'm just gonna have to check that. The last text I sent, hang on, oh, says, oh gosh, get it together, Mel, seriously. Technology is failing me right now. Okay, the last text I sent was like 14 minutes ago, and it says, I have to move. Clearly, the spider now owns my house. And that is referring to the fact that when I got home, there was a massive fuck-off spider right near my front door on the wall that leads to my front door. And it was like about 15 centimeters from my front door handle. And I seriously sat outside my house for like 5 minutes contemplating whether or not to just get in my car and go back to the person's house that I was at and explaining that I had to move in because I couldn't get into my house. I really hate spiders, and I'm lucky that I don't see them very often. People have that, idea that Australia is full of spiders, and I'm not really helping that right now, but it was a pretty fucking big spider. So I really, yeah, it took a lot for me to actually go near the door and get into the house, and the damn thing is still out there because I just turned on the light to check. So I really hope that message is not shaping my year because I love my house and I don't want to lose it to a spider. Question four. Do you hope to give or receive more GWA related orgasms this year? I hope to give more than I receive because I am lovely. No, I do. I hope to give more than I receive. But I do hope to receive some too. And I've no doubt that I will because there are some very, very talented people on this subreddit that I listen to. And I really hope that, they continue posting and that I get the chance to listen to my very, very long saved list as well. Yeah, but I really hope to give more than I receive. Question five. What was your biggest GWA challenge for 2016? Mine was verifying and posting my first audio. That's a really terrifying thing to do. But it's also probably one of the most liberating things that I have ever done. So it was a challenge, but it was one that paid off in spades. I think I'm really, really happy that the person I was talking to before I verified convinced me to do it. I'm very grateful. And yeah, it's been a pretty insane ride since I joined about 4 or 5 months ago. Question six. Pick three words that describe your 2016. And then pick three words that you want to describe your 2017. Okay, three words that describe my 2016 would be challenging, unexpected, and full of coffee. Not really one word, but coffee. That's a word that describes every year. Three words that you want to describe your 2017. Coffee. I want it to be exciting and happy and surprising, I think. Yeah, that's kind of boring, but I don't know, I kind of want, I think everyone just wants to be, happy. So that's pretty much all I can hope for. Question 7. 2017 has just begun. Done anything you are proud of or regret yet this year? Okay, so it's the 2nd of January, and I haven't really done anything so far I'm proud of. I'm proud that I walked past that spider into my house. Anything I pr actually, yeah. I've spent literally the last couple of days at the beach all day, and then spent nights at friends' houses in swimming pools. And my hair is, I really like when I got home tonight, I had been at the beach for about 5 hours and then I swam in a pool. And I'm now really regretting not dumping a load of conditioner in my hair because it's starting to get a little dreadlocky and that's going to become quite an issue tomorrow if I don't do anything about it. I have very naturally curly hair and it goes a little bit nuts when there's like salt water involved. So I'm gonna regret this in the morning if I don't do something about it before I go to sleep tonight. Yeah, I've done it before and it takes a lot of conditioner and a long time to get the it untangled, so it's not the best look. Question 8. You can trade lives with anyone for the month of March this year. Who do you pick and why? I can trade lives with anyone. Month of March. March. It's a curious month to pick. I would. Who would I pick? I know that Rex said that he likes March because he was born in that month. I quite like March too. It's a good month. It's really hot in Australia in March, which is fantastic, so I quite like that. But if I could trade lives with anyone for the month of March, I think I would quite like to be. I think I'd really like to be like Jennifer Lawrence for a month. She's hilarious. I think that we would get on really well. I'm that crazy person who would probably tell her that if I ever met her, and she probably gets told that 70,000 times a day. But I'd really quite like to see what it's like to be her for a month. I think it would be a lot of fun. And I can't really think of anything more interesting than that. So I'm gonna go with Jennifer Lawrence, and she's freaking hot. I want my hair to be that blonde. Question 8. No, I just read that. Question 9. What was your biggest personal change from January to December of 2016? My biggest change was I started the year in a relationship and I ended the year single. That's probably my biggest change that happened this year. Yeah, definitely. That's definitely my biggest change. Everything else has sort of been quite similar to, throughout the months. Question 10. Everyone has that one kind of audio that they really want to hear on GWA, from a ramble fap to a specific scenario. What are you hoping to hear in 2017? I am hoping to hear. I really like long immersive audios. They're quite rare, and you kind of do need quite a bit of time to sort of sit down and listen and enjoy them. But I definitely want a couple more of those. I know that they're really difficult to do. I know that I think my longest audio that I've done has been around the 20-minute mark, and that was really difficult. So I appreciate people who can put that much time and effort to do longer audios. But other than that, I'm with Sparkle. I just want more man sounds and ramble faps, because there is something very sexy about hearing a guy just dirty talk while touching himself. It's very, very, very sexy. Okay, there is a little bonus question. Tell us a GWA user or users who you want to answer this questionnaire and tag them in the comments. I mean, obviously, I want to hear Penny do it. And Penny, I really want you to do an audio response and not a written response, because I love hearing your voice, girl. And I kind of, I don't want to call anyone else out. I think I really want as many people to do it as possible. I love listening to crazy rambles. But I don't want to call anyone out, because I don't really like to do that, and I want to hear everyone answer this. So I'm just going to say everyone answer this, and I promise I will add them if you answer in audio form to my very long saved list of audios. But I quite like listening to those at work, the questionnaires. Yeah, they sort of pass the time very well. So feel free to give this one a whirl and give me something to listen to when I have to go back to work next week, which I kind of don't really want to do. Thank you very much, Penny, my love, for putting together a questionnaire. We have all missed you the last sort of couple of weeks that you have been away. And I think we can all agree that you're not allowed to leave us ever again. Bye.